With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Jimmy Carter has died at the age of 100. Here's Laura Winters in Atlanta.
The announcement of his passing coming from the Carter Center here in Atlanta, where people from all across the country and the world visit the museum honoring the 39th President of the United States.
My name is Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president.
For close to 2 years now, Carter, under hospice care in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, where there are all sorts of small shops that sell postcards and political buttons and, of course, peanut statues, as Carter was a farmer. At 100, Carter, the longest living president in U.S. history. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Also, at SRNNews.com, Jimmy Carter and wife Rosalynn were the longest married presidential couple in American history.
The Carters were married for more than 76 years, longer than any other presidential couple. Throughout their marriage, Jimmy and Rosalynn read the Bible together aloud each night. They lived in Plains, Georgia, the tiny town where they were born and grew up.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. He was always called Jimmy, but of course his given name, James Earl Carter Jr., he was sworn in as president January 20th, 1977, after defeating President Gerald R. Ford in the 76th election. He left office exactly 4 years to the day later, January 20th, 1981, following his 1980 loss to Ronald Reagan. He then embarked on a decades-long trip as a global humanitarian, champion of democracy. He built hundreds of homes with Habitat for Humanity, continued to always teach a Sunday school class, and remained a devoted family man, husband, and father. He also earned a Nobel Peace Prize along the way. This is SRN News. Well, Samaritan's Purse is training pastors in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Here in America, if you want to be a clergyman, you go to seminary. In the DRC, that's not an option, and many men become pastors without any real training. And so Samaritan's Purse is implementing its portable Bible school, which provides seminary-level classes and materials to pastors, even in the most remote villages. The students get lessons in everything from the Bible to planning and finances, and Samaritan's Purse is providing it all free of charge. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Minneapolis has softened an ordinance that prohibited demonstrations outside abortion clinics after pro-life activists sued on free speech grounds. City Council has quietly amended the ordinance to exclude constitutionally protected activities, and the city also has agreed to pay the plaintiffs legal fees. This is SRN News. Old liberation movements in southern Africa suffering serious electoral declines this year as millions made their voices heard in elections.
The African National Congress lost its majority in South Africa for the first time since it came to power in 1994. That brought a significant shift in the country's political landscape. The Botswana Democratic Party was also removed from power with an overwhelming victory for the opposition. The party had governed Botswana since 1966.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. State Department says an American school teacher arrested in Russia on alleged drug charges more than 3 years ago has been designated by Uncle Sam as wrongfully detained. Mark Fogle, a history teacher from Pennsylvania, is serving a 14-year prison sentence after being arrested in August of 2021. More details at SRNNews.com.